from Def Leppard, Take What You Want. Take my money. It's 95.5 KLOS. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So Jerry Lee Lewis at age 87 has passed away. We heard the rumor the other day, but it has actually happened. And I wanted to throw something on. I believe a friend of ours, Kevin and I know this guy, Chuck Connor. Chuck Connors, who played Charles Connors, who played drums basically for Little Richard, sort of set him up with his sound, Little Richard. But he also played for a lot of other guys back in the day. And I believe he's on this actual recording, but it's easily one of my favorite Jerry Lee Lewis recordings, and a whole lot of shaking going on. Thought it would sound kind of nice today in his honor on KLOS. Anybody else? Some David Lee Roth in the vocals on that. R.I.P. Jerry Lee Lewis, age 87. One of my favorites from him, a whole lot of shaking going on. Early days of rock right there, rock and roll, 95.5 KLOS. Wanda, who is Wanda, anyway? What are you talking about?
Saying Wander.
Oh, Wander.
Yes,
I
believe.
I thought it was Wanda.
No.
It's a fish called Wanda, or something.
What's up, dude? It's Friday! Woo!
Are you excited?
A little bit.
Yeah. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Don't tell the boss, but I'm going to take a three-day weekend, man. I don't feel very good.
Me either.
Halloween. Oh, really? You're going to ditch out on Halloween as well?
Earlier this year, somebody bought a California lottery ticket.
Uh-huh. Was it you? Did you win? Are we out?
It was worth $38 million.
Whoa.
A one-time payment of $22.9 million.
Okay. That's you know, that's respectable. I would take that.
You have, when you buy a lottery ticket, 180 days to cash it in.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Today is the very last day.
No, it is not.
For the $38 million
prize. No, it isn't. You mean it's out there right now in someone's underwear drawer?
Yes.
Or stupid,
in the trash?
Stupid,
or
stupid.
I'm not going to say stupid because I buy lottery tickets from time to time and I don't know where half of them are.
I never lose them because of this. I will lose everything else. Oh, my God.
Unclaimed California lottery ticket worth $38 million expires today.
Oh, my God. Where was it purchased?
It was, I don't have that information.
Hmm.
But.
Oh, do they not say until they, no, they say where it was purchased.
Yeah,
usually.
They do.
I would like to say, hey, it's here. You bought it there.
Right.
Go get it.
Go get your money.
Stupid idiot. Can you imagine? You're just.
Oh, here in San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah. 430 Spruce Street in San Diego.
430 Spruce Street. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody down in San Diego, you know anybody in that general neighborhood, you rattle their cage right now and you should get at least a couple million for waking them up.
I mean, it's probably, what is close of day? Close of business. 5
probably
PM?
5? Yeah.
Yeah, so you got
an hour and a half.
An hour and a half to claim your $38 million.
Oh, my God.
It would only change your life completely.
I mean, beyond.
However,
uh-huh.
If they don't claim it, then it goes to the LAUSD. So that's...
Oh, well, that's nice.
Nice.
But I mean, can you imagine you're like, you know, you're moving and you find the ticket and it's laying there and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing something about a ticket down here in San Diego. And you look at the numbers and it's like 6 months in the past.
Right.
Bloody idiot. Listen, you buy a lottery ticket, you put it in a little frame.
Today?
You look at it every day and you wait until you find out.
I only found that out because I was looking at the, what is it, $830 million Powerball.
Yeah,
well, that's buying tickets for that.
And where are those tickets, Kevin?
They're in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
You want to fight for them?
Yeah, let's fight.
$38 million today.
Oh,
runs
my
out.
God. Good luck.
KLOS $100,000 name game on the way and one American dollar.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, cool. How dare you?
It's getting ready.
You're not going to need that this time, I don't think. I think you can go ahead and put your buzzer away.
Just preparing, making sure that my. Yeah.
Yeah, try the other one. The one that you really need is the bell. For this one, because
I don't have a bill. Yeah, sorry
it,
about
dude.
That. All right, listen.
You told me this time, and that was very thoughtful.
Yeah, woo! Yeah! What I need. You!
Time for one American dollar. I was thinking about this. The closest I can come to is that you are ahead in this game 4-2.
Is that right?
I think that's what I could. That's the closest I could come to.
I suppose that's.
So let's just start there.
Okay. All right. 4-2.
Yes.
Are you going to keep track now?
Yep.
Oh, neat. So let's see. You owe me $2 then. If I'm doing the math right.
Oh, well.
As an enemy of details, I'm not sure. Let it ride.
We'll let it ride.
I love that game.
Because it is Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
the top 10 zombie movies.
Zombies! Don't say the Z word.
According to Paste Magazine.
Paste. Okay. Paste All right. That's magazine. Fair enough. That's a good
I'm gonna
one.
I'm going to give you 6 guesses, but I think this is kind of your wheelhouse.
I am a very big fan of zombie movies. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you 6 guesses, back. But you got to get 4 correct.
Okay. All right.
Out that of the top fair. 10.
All right. Are you going to watch any zombie movies this? I'm thinking as we... Are you going to watch
probably,
any of this? Yeah.
Probably,
yeah. Will you watch... Well, I mean, you really got to kind of start with, Dawn of the Dead. Because that's like... I saw that so many times. Oh, good. Okay. I'm like... Because, we've talked about if you get the first one wrong, you're screwed.
Yeah, because the first one is the one you're sure of.
Sure of. Yes. I've seen Dawn of the Dead more than any other zombie
movie. Dawn of the Dead is...
Classic.
Number one.
Well, there you go.
It is.
I mean, when that dude gets his head chopped off by the helicopter blades, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Everybody's laughing.
It's very funny.
I mean, Night of the Living Dead should be in there. The one. Okay, good. All right, good.
Look at you. 2 for 2. 2 guesses, 2 correct.
All right.
I just want to use that.
You got red on you. Shaun of the Dead. Is that in the list somewhere? No, it's one of the greatest, not only zombie movies, but movies.
3
ever.
Guesses, 3 just correct. So now you have 3 more guesses to get your last one. It's too easy for you.
It's a pretty easy one in a lot of ways. I guess, let me lay all of this out, because there was a Vincent Price movie called Last Man on Earth. No, I'm not saying that. And then it was remade with Charles, who's that guy? The guy that...
Nelson Reilly?
Charles Nelson Reilly. The Omega Man.
Why would that guy's name come to my mind?
I can't think of his name. But then, what's his face was in?
This is a conversation.
I know, but these are all remakes. So I'm going to go with the most recent one, and I'm going to say I Am Legend. Oh yeah, well, it wasn't very
excellent.
Good.
It was worth all that chatter, though.
Return of the Living Dead. Shut up! How dare you?
Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo!
That is 4.
Ding, ding, ding.
Only
ding,
took
ding,
you
ding,
5
ding.
Guesses.
Wow, what are the other ones?
To get 4.
Let me guess a couple more. World War Z?
Not in it?
Yeah, I didn't think so, because it wasn't very good. 28 Days After.
28 Days Later, it is in it.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a pretty good one.
All right, number 10 I've never heard of, Demons, 1985.
I didn't know that was a zombie movie.
I've never heard of it.
I'll have to see it then. I didn't know that. I remember it being out.
Zombie 2 is another one that I have not seen. That's 1979.
Nah, I don't know that. That's weird.
Then Night of the Living Dead, 1968.
Sure. Yep.
Evil Dead 2.
Oh, Evil Dead 2. Yes. Great movie.
That's number 7.
They were showing that at the Chinese when it was new. It was awesome.
Number 6, Shaun of the Dead. Yep. Number 5, Day of the Dead.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
Number 4, 28 Days Later.
Sure.
23, Reanimator. I'm sorry. Number 3 is Reanimator.
Reanimator is a really good one. Yeah.
1985.
Yeah.
Then there's Return of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
Look
nice.
At that.
What a great list.
You won $1.
I won a buck!
It's a better day.
Now I would bite you. Oh, sorry. It doesn't really look like Halloween out there. Sort of sunny
day.
Does
in Southern California.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, it's my favorite time of the year. We're going to play a hell of a lot of Halloween music this weekend. And then on Monday, I know Marcy's going to do her boot camp. It's going to be all Halloween party songs.
Excellent.
Gimme Five is going to be something sweet. So a lot of candy kind of songs. We got it. We got loud stuff.
Yes, we do.
All that loud stuff.
Now, I assume that tomorrow night is most of the adult parties, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I suppose so, since Monday.
It really should be.
And Sunday night, Matt Penfield, 8 o'clock, has got a whole bunch of Halloween
correct.
Stuff, too. But yes.
It really should be Halloween for kids on the last Saturday of the month.
It's weird you would say that. My wife just said that today.
It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's during a school week that they go.
Yeah.
But tomorrow night is when all the adult parties are going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be fun to take a look at Halloween party disasters. You went to a Halloween party and it started out great. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
But it didn't end up late.
One of my favorite ones was, do you know the movie Pink Flamingos? Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love to show that at movies. I mean, at parties. I would have it on in a,
nothing
TV
says
in the
Halloween
background.
Like that.
A couple people, pretty G-rated, hadn't ever seen that sort of thing. A couple scenes came along. They actually ran out to the front of my house and threw up on my lawn.
What?
Yeah, they were so put off by Divine and what she was up to.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
But I wouldn't call that a disaster. I'd call that a win.
Here's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
At the other place, we had a Halloween party with Orgy playing.
Sure, okay. Yeah, they covered New Order, Blue Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And our sports guy, former sports guy, Matt Bunny Smith, was there and was waiting for the restroom. There was a long line for the men's room.
Okay.
And I don't know how it happened because I may have been...
Drunk? No. No, no, no. I'm sure you were on the phone, saving lives, helping someone.
I had a beverage or two, maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody ran by him and hit him in the head with a beer bottle.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, that's not... What? Are you saying... Are you confessing? Is this a confession?
No, because all hell broke loose.
Of course.
So money, like, goes down to
his
knees.
Who would hit him? He's a really nice dude.
I don't think it was an attack on him. I just think it was someone being dumb. I don't know. Wow. I don't know. I just, we never found out.
So he collapsed.
So he sort of goes down to his knees, and he's like, oh, I'm bleeding. Yeah. And so... Somebody goes to call an ambulance, and all hell's breaking loose.
Sure.
So then, like, in the hallway, everybody's like, oh, what, did you see the guy?
Right.
The guy ran by. It was one of the guys from Orgy.
It was one of the dudes from Orgy? And the band?
And that's what I said.
Hit
and
Matt?
And then they said, no, there wasn't.
No,
it was a guy with them.
Oh, okay.
No, it was somebody that had nothing to do with them.
Ah, so they're deflecting quickly.
All hell. I don't know what was true. I don't think, of course, it wasn't the band.
Yeah. Well, did Matt like Orgy? Did he have things to say on the radio
about him? No. There was no beef.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
With Orgy.
Yeah. These are really weird things.
That's a weird sentence.
That is.
So had to call an ambulance and then had to figure out who it was.
Sure.
And then my drunk friend, who's a complete idiot, he said, I'm going to take care of this. And he went out onto the bus, Orgy's bus.
Yeah. Is this you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought your drunk friend was
How dare you? No. And he went on Orgy's bus. He's like, who hit that man?
Oh, no.
Who did it?
Oh, that's always
I'll
good.
I'll fight you.
Oh. Happy Halloween, everybody.
All hell breaking loose. I just thought, oh my God, that's crazy.
Wow.
I don't know why you would hit someone in the head with a beer bottle. That makes no sense.
Maybe he thought he was someone else, you know, or whatever.
Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. But the party sort of devolved from that point.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, yeah, you know what?
Puts a damper on stuff. Yeah.
Maybe we'll just go home at this point.
Yeah.
So Halloween party disasters, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
There's that guy. He's out there walking in the hall. There's a guy who, for the last 3 years, has been walking the halls every day playing on his phone right in front of the studio.
And we don't know who he is, and he doesn't work for us.
Hey, who are you?
And he's always in the hallway, and he's always on his phone.
Always on the phone.
I don't think he's an employee.
Who are you talking to? Come here.
This guy's not an employee.
No, I know. Not really an employee.
We're about to die.
Who are you talking to?
We were just mentioning that you're
always out there in the hallway.
Because the reception is horrible in this building.
Oh.
That's funny. The Wi-Fi is horrible.
Gotcha.
That's true.
That's the spot.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, good to know.
Thank you. What's your first name?
Julian.
Julian. All right. Julian, it's nice to know you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. It's only been 3 years.
We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween party disasters.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. You have one?
Hey. I got a kind of a Halloween party disaster.
Okay.
So it was supposed to be a party for my kids, and all the parents came. Parents started, they brought their own little candies, the one with the alcohol in it.
Excellent.
Uh-oh.
The little chocolate, little beer bottle.
Sure,
bottle,
yeah.
Yep. And luckily the kids didn't get to them. But some of the parents didn't know how much alcohol was in there.
Right.
In each one. So, yeah, a few of my friends were completely tossed.
They started, like, telling the kids how terrible their costumes were. And...
You look stupid.
Almost.
I look more like a vampire than you, punk.
You don't look like Batman. You look like Batgirl.
It was close to that. It was the parents. Like, they ruined the party.
Man, parents always ruin it.
Parents just don't understand.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. We doing Halloween stories.
We are. Halloween party disasters.
Okay, so back in high school, we all went to a Halloween party with a bunch of bands. We all dressed up, and we all decided to go into a bucket of LSD and take a bunch of it.
Wow. That's a lot to get our heads around already.
Everybody's having a great time. My friend forgot how to breathe, so I had to walk him around the party, petting him like a dog the whole time, teaching him how to breathe. We're all having a great time up to that point, and basically I just remember waking up the next day on the curb in the grass and my dad making me go to school.
Oh,
with all this Halloween makeup still smeared all over my face and just everybody is staring. He said, you could die or go to school, so I went to school.
That's fantastic.
Boy, dads have a wonderful way of just really driving it home sometimes.
I love that you went to school like that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just mad that it was his LSD we took.
Dude, that's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your Halloween party disaster.
I always thought he was like maybe singing about the Loch Ness Monster. Who you shot at. Kevin Ryder shot at the Loch Ness Monster.
I mean, I didn't see the monster. I was shooting into the water wildly.
Of Loch Ness.
Yes.
You were out on a boat.
Yes.
With that bean fella.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? If you want, here's a gun.
Oh, no. I asked him for it.
And honestly, you shot into the water.
Into the Loch Ness, yeah.
So, you know, when was that? The 90s?
Wouldn't it be funny if I actually killed the Loch Ness
monster?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, it was real?
Yes, because...
And I killed it?
You may have.
Hilarious.
It's been a long time since we've heard from Nessie.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we're talking about Halloween party disasters. You have one?
I was getting ready for a party, and I get a call from my sister saying that my dad just... He's choking on the chicken bone. And so now I'm thinking, all right, I got to take him to the emergency room. So I get him to the emergency room. And I'm thinking, there goes my Halloween night. I'm going to be in the emergency room most of the night.
Right. But then he died and you got to go.
And he came back as a ghost. Really spruced up the party.
What ended up happening was I was thinking, this is boring. I'm just sitting here waiting with my dad. About 10 o'clock, that's when the party started. That's when people started coming in. You can't tell what happened to them because they're in makeup.
Oh, you're talking about the emergency room started filling up. Gotcha.
And so here I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden they're wheeling some dude in, pumping him on the chest because he's out. They got another guy coming in with a nurse, and he's dressed as Dracula. He's got blood all over his mouth, and I'm thinking either that's a great costume or that guy just got knocked out.
Wow. What a fun time to be in the emergency room.
That's a crazy time to be in. I never even thought about it. On a Halloween night. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, just hang around about 10 o'clock. That's when all the cases start coming in.
Well, so your dad did you a favor by actually getting you into the ER to see all the freaks come out.
That party was way better than the one you were going to.
Yeah.
The ER party.
Sure was. It ended up being something else.
By the way, it's very weird when you said that he was choking on a chicken bone. That just sounds really nasty.
It's code. This is our old
request fest. Hell yeah.
You didn't tell me we were going to say it together.
No, I
didn't. 818-955.
I didn't try to hold your hand this time.
KLOS is the phone number. We play your request. Don't be bad.
Yeah.
Don't make bad requests.
Doesn't matter what it is. Unless it doesn't, it just sucks. Then we will be, we'll hang up on you.
Might say no.
Yeah.
But we'll play it if we have it.
I think we have a really good request here. I think he was trying to get his song on yesterday, the very first one. 818-955-KLOS. And what would you like to hear, sir? More cowbell!
That's all the yelling about.
What?
Huh?
I just woke up. Cowbell! More!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
This is my favorite time of the year, man. It's just not any better than Halloween. Because you get to bust out something like Uncle Al, and every day is ministry.
I do love this.
I got a couple requests for this.
This is for Alyssa Barnes.
Alyssa Barnes. No, it isn't. It's for me.
And me. I love this song.
Me too. It is the All Request Fest. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or stop by at Kevin and Slugger. Request something. But it has to be as good as this. Good luck with that. I know for a fact Matt Pinfield on Sunday night is going to be playing a hell of a lot of Halloween music. And that's a Sunday night at 8 p.m. And then, of course, we just spoke to Danny Elfman this week. And so did Marcy. I believe that was today. Before tonight's big show and the Saturday night show out of the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
I believe he'd be playing some of this music right here from Beetlejuice, which is some of my favorite soundtrack music.
He's going to be doing Boingo stuff, and then he's going to be doing his soundtrack stuff, and then Big Mess stuff.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Yeah. So if you're going, very jealous.
It is our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, song request?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, The Wind Cries Mary.
That's a fine selection, sir. Anything by Jimi Hendrix pleases me deeply. Who are you?
Albert,
I believe we can. Kevin, do we have permission from you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
final approval?
Yeah, okay. I'm in.
All right. Here you go, dude.
Think of all the people that are going to have a damn good time out at the Hollywood Bowl tonight watching that dude right there.
The last 2 years that he's played, I believe, he always comes out at the end and plays that song.
We were there that first time he played any Oingo Boingo. He hadn't done any in ages.
And now,
whipped it out.
Tonight,
baby,
and tomorrow night, he's doing a third Boingo. Yeah. He's going to do a third like soundtrack stuff and a third the new album, Big Mess.
And I think maybe you might be able to still squeeze in tickets tomorrow. I'm not sure. It might be sold out, but it's going to definitely be a great show. Thanks, Dan.
Correct.
As always, talking to us here. Hello, KLOS.
Happy Friday.
Let's make some noise. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
How about Ozzy Osbourne, either Diary of a Madman or S-A-T-O?
Yeah, sure. Let's flip a coin.
Hold on. Got the coin. Hold on. Heads or tails? Heads, it'll be Diary of a Madman. Tails. Oh!
It's heads, and who are you?
This is Sean.
You got red on you.
That's not the same.
Your time of the year, man.
Nope.
I have to agree with you, Steve. A fine selection for Halloween, Godsmack Voodoo. That song just vanished.
It did, yeah.
It's a Halloween song, though. I love that song.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, Kevin. So I got a good request for the Request Fest.
What is it?
How about King Tut by Steve Martin?
Wait, what? Which one?
King Tut by Steve Martin.
King Tut.
King Tut by Steve Martin.
King Tut is one of my favorites.
Is it really?
It is, yes.
King Tut by Steve Martin.
It's stupid.
King Tut by Steve Martin.
That funky monkey?
That's a good
one. How did he get so funky?
That's pretty great.
He's an Egyptian.
It's the Rocket Queen. Request Fest.
It's our All Request Fest. I don't like when he talks that
way
either.
It's the All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
It is our All Request Fest.
Fest.
For so many years, I'd get up work on Fridays around this time and would bang the drum. Mm-hmm. And it was something I always looked forward to because it ushered in the weekend.
Right.
So can you bang the drum and usher in the weekend for old time's sake?
That was for Geometric Bananas, and I gotta say, I have failed. I have failed miserably. Always wanted to teach my dog to like run in a circle anytime I said the word bananas.
Right.
I've never gotten around to it. I think I could do it. I think it'd be hilarious. Bananas.
Only you can try.
I think I will.
You have a weekend job.
I do. I have a weak ass job.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In one American dollar, we did top 10 zombie movies.
That's right.
I gave Sluggo 6 guesses to get 4 right, and he only took 5 guesses. It is his wheelhouse.
It is, and I'm going to go home and watch a few horror movies with zombies in them tonight. Yeah, this weekend.
Then we talked about Halloween party disasters, and a guy got dressed up in a costume for a party, and then had to take his dad to the ER at about 10 p.m., on Halloween night, the crazies started showing up.
Dan, I think we need to talk to you if you work in an ER next week after Halloween. See what happens.
He said it was quite a time trying to figure out what was real and what was fake with all of the costumes.
And the blood and the bruises and all that's beautiful. All right. In fact, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy.
I got one last thought for y'all, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Well, I have one last thought for y'all.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
I was a little upset.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to give away the money. I heard Marcy actually give away the money today.
Foghorn Leghorn.
You know, that is one of my...
was the answer for the name game.
It's got to be the best cartoon character name ever.
Agreed.
How stoned were they when they came up with Foghorn Leghorn? I said, boy. I mean, come on.
And won $3,600.
That was Amanda. Congratulations to her about an hour ago, a little over an hour. So now it's a new game.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000.
Yeah.
And two nights stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS.
The name game.
The name game. Excited in the background.
They are.
That's nice.
KLOS, who is this?
Oh, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
You are caller 13.
Woo!
So right. We got $200. We got it out of the ATM on our drive over, and we'd love to just hand it to you.
Okay, I would love to take it.
I'd rather not if I have a vote in this.
Cindy, can you believe this? That's terrible.
Cindy, we are looking for a classic board game with a one-word name.
And I can't tell you any of the last guesses because we're starting a new game because Marcy gave away that $3,600. So for $200, classic board game with one name, what do you got?
Monopoly.
Monopoly is... I don't know what... when it stops and starts.
And we're really cheap buzzer here.
That is incorrect.
I guess we need to take this $200 and buy a new buzzer. Mm-hmm. Hey, were you what when you played Monopoly? What were you, the hat? Were you the car?
Oh gosh, it's been so long. I don't even remember.
You were the thimble. thank you for playing. We appreciate it.
We got a couple more times to play today. It'll be worth $400 between 4 and 5.
Who wants to play the KLOS $100,000 name game?
It is time right now, right this second.
Be caller 13-818-955 KLOS.
You will be presented with a question, and if you can answer it properly, how much is it right now?
All the way up to $400.
Woo!
The name game. The name game.
$100,000 name game. What?
You can win your share. It's up to $400 right now. KLOS, who is this?
Yes.
No.
Jamie.
Jamie, you're caller 13.
No, I'm in the car.
Oh, okay. You are caller 13. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Oh, okay, great.
All right, we are looking for a classic board game with a one-word name.
I can tell you the first guess that came in about an hour ago was Monopoly, but that's not correct. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the one-word board game would be named, pray tell?
I think it's Scrabble.
Scrabble.
Scrabble is... Hang on. Hang on. There we go. No, that's incorrect. Sorry to keep you holding.
Oh, no.
Our buzzer blows. We hate our buzzer.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, sorry. But try again next hour. It's going to be worth $600, so much better.
You're going to stop using the telephones just for a second for a request. We'll get back to that. But if you'd like to be a part of the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, now's the time to call for
call
that.
Call now. 818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13. You get to play.
The name game.
Let's play it one more time for the week.
All right.
And then we'll pack it in and let Heidi and Frank start again come Monday.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Erica, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
So we're about to head into the weekend, which means you're going to be the last person playing our precious little game.
The KLOS $100,000 name game. We have a new topic because somebody got Foghorn Leghorn earlier today.
Yeah, for $3,600. Now it's up to $600, and we're looking for a classic board game with a one-word name. The last couple of guesses were Monopoly and Scrabble. So what have you got?
Life.
What did you just say?
Life. L-I-F-E. Did I just win?
You just won $600.
You did.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done. Yes. That's the way to start the weekend. See, you know what you're doing.
You do.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I had 3 guesses written down, and I picked life to say, oh, my gosh, yes, I loved that game as a kid.
Now it's paid off for you.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you, guys. My kid is going to be like, you won, mother? He's laughing at me all the time because I play these games.
Don't spend any of it on your son.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
There you go. Right, rub it in his face. Yeah.
Did you watch the made-for-TV movie Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park? That first ran on television on this day in rock in 1978. Hot Child in the City, Running Wild, and Looking Pretty, Nick Gilder's song hit number 1 on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1978. Bill Berry stopped drumming for R.E.M. and left the band on this day in rock in 20 years later. After 17 years of being in the band, he decided to go tend a hay farm in Georgia and bring the sweat to his brow. He was going to work that plow, etc., etc.